Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 319. Following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 319. I came for the salvation of the world. Here is a thought from which all arrogance has been removed, and only truth remains. For arrogance opposes truth. But when there is no arrogance, the truth will come immediately and fill the space the ego left unoccupied by lies. Only the ego can be limited, and therefore it must seek for aims which are curtailed and limiting. The ego thinks that what one gains, totality must lose. And yet it is the will of God that I learn what one gains is given unto all. Father, your will is total, and the goal which stems from it shares its totality. What aim but the salvation of the world could you have given me? And what but this could be the will myself has shared with you? Amen. I came for the salvation of the world. I am here to save the world. The world is here because of me, and I am here to save it. This idea, I am here to save the world, my ego mind wants to look at that and extrapolate that I am here to save the world means there is something wrong with the world, and I'm here to fix it, which is how I'll save it. And that is how the ego would think. But there isn't anything wrong with the world. I save the world by remembering who I am and why I am here, not by changing and fixing anything, but simply in remembering in the present moment who I am. And in that, the world is saved. The world is saved from misperceptions of what it is. There is nothing wrong with the world. The world is perfect creation playing out. The only thing that needs to be changed is how I see the world, because I am seeing it through the eyes of a stranger instead of seeing it through the eyes of a creator. A creator loves its creation. It sees it as perfectly inspired. And so I save the world by remembering the perfection of who I am. I am here to save the world. That is my only role. It's the only thing I am here to do, to change my perception, to remember my truth, to remember the oneness that is. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to lay aside all the roles I have, these self-appointed roles, and instead let me accept the role of Savior of the world by letting go of all preconceived ideas of what the world is and what I am. And instead, I ask you to show me my truth, the truth of all that is. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by using the breath to draw the mind to a stillness, a steadiness. We ask Spirit to guide us as we open the mind to be led. Thank you for joining with me in being willing to remember we are the savior of the world. Namaste.